Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
You guys share your stories with us and you share it with the Ireland's Classic Hits radio audience as well, and we thank you for that. And I always think that if you're going to share your stories with us, that we should share our stories with you and stuff that happens to us. And that's what I want to do with you, just for the first part. This wasn't even planned. This is not what we were going to be talking about on the show. We still have all our topics ready to go. But I just wanted to share this with you because I love your opinions, and it's very interesting to hear your opinions on things. And it's something that happened to me earlier on today. So I had my two girls out at a play. What are those places called? It was a play zone sort of place. I'm not going to give the name of it, but it was a kind of a place where you know, where there's ball pits and stuff like that. And I had them there and they were playing away. Now, the place was relatively full. I'd say there was about 50 other kids there, and there was, if you've ever been to these places with your kids, you'll know that the mammies and daddies sit down and the kids play in the play areas and they fight with each other, whatever the case may be. Anyway, I hadn't been there with them in ages, and without thinking, it was just instinct, when the two of them were playing amongst other kids there, I took out my phone to take a photograph of the two of them. And didn't think twice about it. The two of them were standing there. I turned around and said, "Girls, smile. I want to get a photograph of you." And took out my phone to take a photograph. Now, the image that I was taking, there were other kids playing in the background. It was impossible to get them in an area where it was just going to be them. There were other kids playing around them. Anyway, as I was about to take the photograph, I get a little tap on my shoulder. And it's from a mother. Don't know this woman from Adam. She has her kids there as well. And she turns around to me. And she says, "Sorry, if you don't mind, can you put the camera away? Because I don't want you photographing my child." Now, I wasn't photographing her child. I was photographing my own two kids. Her child happened to be in the background or the foreground or whatever. And I thought to myself, I thought to myself, that's a bit strange. Had she any right to do that? And you know what? I put the phone away and I didn't do it. And then when I left there, I was like, why didn't I just tell her to go and F off and mind her own business? You know, one of those things where you walk away from something and then you go, "Jesus, I should have said that. I should have said that." But I did put the phone down. And then I've been thinking about it all evening, about who was in the wrong and who was in the right. And I said, I don't want to do a topic on it. I'd just love to hear what you think about what happened. Simply WhatsApp me your views on it. 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. What is your initial reaction to hearing that story? Was she right to tell me not to take photographs? Now, this is a public place. You know, it's a play centre. It's a public place. I looked up the rules because they had the rules on the wall, and it didn't say anywhere on the rules that you can't take photographs. So, you know, in swimming pools and stuff like that. You know, if you go to the National Aquatic Centre, you're not allowed to have a camera there, or most swimming pools. This wasn't a swimming pool. This was just a play centre. So I was within my rights. There was no laws against it. But had she a right to tell me not to take a photograph of her kids? Now, there's messages coming in straight away. So keep the messages coming in. 087-188-0008. I'm not going to spend too long on this. It's just as I was driving in this evening, I said, I wonder what the listeners to this show think about what happened to me. Now, I believe, having spent time pondering over it and, you know, debating it in my head over who was right and who was wrong, I think she was wrong. I honestly think she was wrong. I wanted to take a photograph of my two kids who were playing in a... Now, someone's after saying straight away, it's not a public place, it's a private place. I don't know. Is a business a private place? I don't know. That's neither here nor there anyway, okay? Because if they were playing in a field, I'd have every right to take a photograph. You know, when it's my son's sports day in school, and he's running the three-legged race, I'm standing there taking photographs. The rest of his class are going to be in the photographs. But you know what I mean? I don't go around tapping every parent on the shoulder going, By the way, your kid's going to be in this photograph as well. Do you mind? Like, why would you have... See, here we go. Here's the rant now. I wasn't angry about this, but the more I think about it, the more angry I'm getting. What possible reason would she have for telling me that I couldn't take a photograph because her child was in the background? What possible reason... what did she think I was going to do with the photograph? Now, if it was in a swimming pool, I would say, fair enough. OK, your child is in swimming togs. That's fair enough. I'd never take a photograph. But I do on holidays. We all do on holidays. On the beach. I have loads of photographs at home of my kids on holidays. And there's other kids that I've never that I don't know. And they're in my photographs. But if you want to get in on this, as I said, it's not planned. But you seem to be interested in it. You're all... thrown in your tuppence word. Was I wrong or was she wrong? Angela, what do you make of this?
This is funny. I was going to talk about something totally different.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Oh, yeah, so you... you're throwing me under the bus here. Okay, first of all, shameless plug on your podcast.
Sorry about that. Yeah, that was a Freudian slip. Sorry about that.
No, but yeah, I don't. That's terrible.
Okay, was she a Karen for tapping me on the shoulder and telling me to put my phone away, that you can't take a photograph of your own kids because my kids are in the background, or
I would have turned around to her and said, "Sorry, what are you looking at my phone for? You know, I'm taking a picture of my two kids."
But that's that's what I was doing. But she was more or less saying, and I didn't have an argument for her. She was more or less saying, "I don't want you photographing my kids." She didn't say this. She didn't say, "You're a stranger." But that's more or less what she was saying. Now, I don't know. I'm going to throw this out here, and I don't know if this is the case, but I kind of think this probably is the case. I think if I was female, I don't think she would have tapped me on the shoulder.
No, I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, if it was a mother taking a picture of her kids, fine. But because it's a man, I'm not saying a father, an uncle, a cousin, because it's a man. And a lot of women don't seem to be able to differentiate between a man and a father. According to a lot of women out there, every man is a potential paedophile. It's like, oh, for God's sake, you're down there with your kids. You weren't some guy sitting inside in a play area trying to take photographs of kids.
No.
You know. So I think it's ridiculous. Now, I personally don't even understand why, like, let's say, because I mind kids. And I can remember going back a few years ago, every Thursday I used to bring one of the little kids that I was minding. I used to bring her to the pool. Now she was two. Right. The only others in that pool were down the other side were six old ladies doing aqua aerobics. Right. Excuse me. I was not allowed to take a picture of Abigail in the pool on her own. I wasn't allowed to take a picture.
I've never understood that the rules that swimming pools have where they won't let, because if you're on holidays, like when you're on holidays in Spain or something, everybody takes photographs by the pool. And what do they only believe that if it's a paedophile thing, do they honestly believe that paedophiles are like going into swimming pool areas to take photographs of kids? Paedophiles, if they want that kind of material, they will get it on the dark web.
They go on the dark web.
Which is what they don't go to swimming pools to take photographs. So that couldn't be the reason. But I kind of felt that she tapped me on the shoulder because of my gender. That was the only reason that she did that. She would not have done it if it had been a mother.
Yeah. Like, it's the same, let's say, with a few kids on mind. And it was Halloween last year. And one of the kids on mind was going in. He was all dressed up. Another kid that he goes in with was dressed up as well. And I was like, oh, we'll get a picture. And because the other kid's mum was there and she was like, yeah, that's grand. And then one of the kids that was already in the class came out. And I said, go on, jump in there for the photograph. And the teacher turned around and said, no. I was like, what? She goes, well, you have that child's parents' permission, but you don't have this child's parents' permission. I was like, oh my God, they are dressed up as Batman and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They have their costumes on. What difference does it make? This Karen, I don't understand it. Yeah, I don't understand. The more I think about this and the more I hear people's opinions on it, I want to go back into that place and tell her to go and F off, to mind her own business. I should have.
It's like, if you don't want someone taking a picture of your child.
Do what Michael Jackson used to do. Put a mask on them when they go out in public. Remember Michael Jackson used to do that with his kids?
Yeah, yeah. Keep them in the house.
Okay, stay there for a second, Angela, because Fiona, you want to get in on this as well. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. And good evening.
Good evening to you, Fiona. How are you? How are things? Yeah. Now, you heard my predicament. Would you have?
I did.
Would you have tapped me on the shoulder as well and said, "Put that phone down"?
I'd have to be in the situation, I think.
Well, I'm putting you in the situation. You're in the play zone. Your kids are there. My kids are there. I want to take a photograph of my kids. And you see me taking my phone out. You know that your kids are going to be photographed on my phone. Do you say something to me? Or do you mind your own business?
I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't approach you, but I might.
Well, no,
go
very scary. Very scary person. I wouldn't approach me.
But
would you do what?
No, I wouldn't approach you and be rude. Is what I mean. Do you know?
But you wouldn't
because
you wouldn't
maybe
be comfortable.
Her approach was wrong. But nowadays, you can understand why people are so paranoid.
Why? I can't actually.
Like, I'll be honest with you. When my own daughter puts the kids, you know, on her, I get very upset over that.
Over what?
I do. Putting your kids up on social media, I would say no, even a photograph of their birthdays and all that. I just would be very sceptical.
Are you talking about your grandchildren?
I am indeed.
So your daughter...
Because like that, now I would be a very private person as such.
Yeah.
I don't put myself up there on social media and I don't do Facebook and I don't do all that rubbish.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
You don't have an Instagram account or anything like that, no?
No, I wouldn't. Because why do I want to put all that out there when I've all my lovely memories inside my house?
Okay, but that's just the way the world. That's the way of the world now.
And I think you're wrong as well. I would, if I felt that someone was inappropriately taking a photograph, now with you it was totally innocent.
But it was,
and she was probably just a busybody, let's be fair. But there probably would be situations that somebody would have to make an approach and say, "You're kind of taking a picture towards us."
But paedophiles...
Which I have seen.
But
I have seen.
If paedophiles don't hang around play centres taking photographs of...
They don't.
No.
And where do you think they're hanging around?
They're hanging around...
They're certainly not hanging around the church.
No, they're hanging around the dark web. Angela, like this is the paranoia you were talking about, wasn't it? That this belief...
Yeah, like this is... Jeremy, this is what I want to know. How would, if you were taking a photograph of your two kids, how do you differentiate from appropriate or not or inappropriate?
Well, Fiona, what's the difference between appropriate and not appropriate?
If I was taking photographs, I probably would watch who's around me and I would put my kids over and take the photographs, you know? But like I'm a type of person, they're my personal photographs. And you will definitely never see my personal photographs way out there. I don't do that. Not of kids anyway.
Yeah, but Fiona, the thing is, like, Jeremy was taking a photograph of his kids for his own. He didn't put them up on social media.
I know that, but that woman don't know that.
The difference.
But that woman don't know where the photographs
are going. You're saying it's inappropriate. But why is it...
Well, nowadays, you can't take... You know, even if we're in a gym nowadays, we can't even take in a camera. And we're fully dressed in a gym.
What do you mean?
We're not talking about the swimming pool, no. You cannot take a camera into a gym.
Sorry, but that's ridiculous. That's because
honest to God, that law is there forever.
No, there's no law.
You cannot take your camera into...
There's no law on that. I take my... I video my workouts all the time. I video
that's
my...
Bullshit. That's
you can't
bullshit.
Take pictures in
you
a
are.
Gym. You are not allowed to take pictures in a gym.
Yes, you are.
Who said that?
Well, I know the two gyms that I went to. Yes, you were not allowed to have your camera in a gym.
Maybe in the changing
rooms. Fiona, because it's not against the law.
No, maybe in the changing rooms, Fiona, but certainly on the gym floor.
No, no, I'm talking about in the... And I often thought about it myself because I thought, I get over it in the swimming pool. I quite understand it. But why in the thing? No. It's
but Fiona,
it's a
what
person's
gyms are they?
Private time is what you're told. it's a person's private
thing. But what are the two gyms?
Well, no, don't.
I won't be naming no gyms. No, I won't be doing that.
No, she doesn't want to lose her membership to them. That is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
But Fiona, you're talking about inappropriate pictures. How is taking a photograph of your two kids having fun inappropriate?
I'm not saying his photos are inappropriate. Don't you think I go and take pictures?
Of course I do. No, but what I'm
but
saying
I would be
is,
very aware
know?
If there's other children. I would be very aware nowadays if what the children were. Do you understand?
No.
Hello?
Have you told your daughter that you don't want her to put photographs of her own children up on social media, Fiona?
Me? I'm always saying it to her.
Well, it's none of your business, to be honest with you. And I mean that in a respect.
They're my grandchildren, and
no,
I'd be very wary who's looking at them.
They're her children.
They're her children.
They're her children.
And they're also my grandchildren, and I'd be worried what's looking at them.
But what, can I ask you a question, right?
You can, of course.
Who do you think is looking at your kids on Facebook?
I have no idea. I have no idea. The moral of the story is, I have no idea.
No, Fiona, is she putting up pictures of them in the bathtub or something?
Not at all. I mean, she's not thick.
Okay, but you have said...
She's not thick, I didn't rear a thick young one.
She's not thick.
But I'm saying, why do you have to put the kids up at all? Why do you have to put them up at all?
That's her business.
That's my opinion.
That's her business.
So people think like me. There is people out there who think like me. When we take our pictures, that's fine.
But I don't understand them. But what I'm saying is, if she has a picture of your grandchildren, let's say there's two of them, sitting down on a park bench eating ice cream, who is going to want to look at that provocatively?
Nobody. Absolutely nobody.
No, but I'd love to be as innocent as she.
By the way, say that for a second, both of you, because I've just got confirmation of this. A friend of mine, Jamie, who happens to be listening. Thanks for the support, Jamie, by the way. Now, he's a regular in the gym. You wouldn't know what to look at him. There's more meat on a turkey's leg now than our Jamie. But he goes to the gym regularly. And he said in his gym, it is actually a thing, that in the gym he goes to, they have stopped camera phones being allowed on the gym floor, not in the changing room, on the gym floor, because apparently fellas were taking pictures of girls doing their squats in the gym. Jesus Christ.
There you go. We have no idea who's around our children. 24 hours a day, we have no idea who's around our children.
Fiona, these aren't children. They're grown women doing squats in the gym.
It doesn't matter. So where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? Are you trying to tell me that people... There hasn't been innocent kids on the street, that perverts haven't been in their cars taking pictures of these children... And those people have no idea that their children end up on little websites.
But
no, they're not naked. They're just there. You don't think that perverts hang around the church?
Perverts? Well, it's well known that perverts hang around churches. Yeah.
Listen, people are very vigilant about their children nowadays.
Sorry, Fiona. Just let me stop you there, Angela. I'll let you have a go in a second. But Fiona, let me ask...
Her approach was there, and I'd have said to you, okay, I think she was a bit rude there to you.
Well, she was.
I would have had to have been there. Well, then she was. Her approach was all wrong. But I would have went to you and said, do you mind if I just pull them out of the way because I'm a bit...
I
would be doing it.
Fiona, let me ask you a question.
You know?
Let me pull you up on something. Do you honestly believe, in your heart of hearts, that there are perverts, paedophiles, going around in cars, taking photographs of children walking down the road and they're getting their jollies out of that? Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately. Unfortunately,
That's a terrible word.
Are you furrying, Fiona?
I'm not saying that
if
you come out the door, they're everywhere. I just think you're very innocent in your way of thinking.
No, if anything, you're just... I'm not even going to say it. I just can't say it back.
You can't say what?
So,
maybe I have a bit more knowledge on... Maybe I have a bit more knowledge on certain things.
What's your knowledge?
Sorry? Certain things now I may not want to say on air.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, by the way.
Okay. That's fine.
Sorry, just stay there for a second. Sorry if you're going to cross it, just because there's things coming in on this that the story's changing all the time. This listener has been on to us and says, yes, she mentions the gym, which I have been a member of. There's signs in the changing rooms. Yes, I said that. The signs in the changing rooms I can get. I understand that completely. In the gym that I go to, there's fellas walking around with their mickeys swinging from left to right with no towels on them. And yes, they don't want to be photographed. And that used to annoy me, people putting photographs up of showing their flex muscles in the gym. Like, do you ever piss off? Seriously, flexing your muscles and taking photographs. I completely understand that in the changing rooms. We are talking about the gym floor. But then it's moved on to, I mean, Fiona, should I be terrified having my kids walking down the street now because people are photographing them from their cars?
Honestly, No, but that's an example.
That is an example. That's what you said.
We don't know.
Perverts and paedophiles don't get off on fully clothed kids. That's basically what we're saying. They don't get off on fully clothed kids, right?
And they don't sit parked by schools watching kids either. Is that what you're telling me now? You think they don't sit by schools watching children?
Do you know they do?
Absolutely.
Oh my God, that's not how. Again, I have never been inside the mind of.
Going back long, long ago. It's worse now because you have the web and there's more access to horrible things out there.
But that's where they're getting.
But like
this
I'm
stuff.
Talking about, there was like when we were growing up. Was there anyone ever in the neighbourhood that you say you have to be careful of that person there?
Yeah, half my neighbourhood.
We ever told that in your life?
Yes.
Growing up as a child, that's what I'm talking about.
Barry, what do you make of what you're hearing from Fiona there? I think that's mass paranoia. Personally, I think it's very sad. And I mean, she's only looking out for her grandchildren, I believe that. But to think that she believes that children aren't even safe walking down the streets and being photographed, what do you make of that?
I don't know, really, John. I mean, maybe it's a small bit traumatic. I'm not sure.
Small bit?
Like, in your own circumstances today, like, I think we did the right thing. I do definitely think we did the right thing.
I did the right thing, did I?
Yeah, I think we did the right thing because
I love hearing calls saying Jeremy did the right thing. Get more of those calls, Jane, will you please? Thanks very much. Jeremy did the right thing. Okay, want more calls?
As much as I agree with you, I could have to tell her to F off, right?
I should have.
But see, then your kids are there playing, and it would probably cause a bit of an uncomfortable atmosphere.
Oh,
then,
my kids have heard me telling people to F off many times at this stage. they're used to it.
Like. Again, like as I said in the text message, it comes back to common sense, you know. It's like you're just there taking a photograph of your kids. You would do no harm to no one. And this lady really, she overreacted, if you ask me, you know. But again, I think, you know, just to have a nice, handy atmosphere, you did the right thing. Fiona, I can see where she's coming from, but it's, you know, like...
Oh, no, it's OTT, that belief that there's... That they're hanging
that's
outside
the way it is,
schools. Like, they're not hanging outside schools. You know, these dirty perverts, they're on the dark web. That's where they're getting the stuff. You know what I mean? I couldn't possibly believe, as Angela said, that a paedophile is getting his jollies... from taking photographs of fully clothed kids walking to school. I definitely don't believe that. And, you know, if that's the case, Fiona, we are going to have to do what Michael Jackson used to do and start putting masks on the kids.
Put masks on the kids.
No, but that's what we're talking about.
But listen to me. I came on and you dramatised mine a little bit because I challenged you.
No, I didn't.
You have to look at it from somebody else's perspective. You have no idea of that person's circumstances. None. If I saw someone taking a photograph of me, I would be a bit weird. I'd look and I'd say,
But under what circumstances would someone be taking a photograph of you?
That's right, to be standing behind someone, just like innocently her children were playing around as well.
Okay, so say for instance, you and I were, I don't know you, you don't know me, we're out walking together, we're walking down a pier, say Dunleary Pier in Dublin, we're walking. And I take a selfie of myself on the pier and you happen to be behind me. You're in the photograph. What do you think I'm going to do with that photograph of you in the background when I get home?
Like, this is about me now as an adult and I find it very strange to picture that now, right? No. I'd have to be in a situation where I'd probably laugh. I'd probably jump out of the way. I wouldn't want to spoil his picture. But what I'm saying is about kids. We're kind of taking it back to the kids.
Okay, let's take it back.
Her approach was appalling. Her approach was appalling.
So you agree with
That's all I'm saying to you. 100%. But you must look at the other side.
There's no other side. There's no other side.
There is.
No.
There was, like, nowadays, people don't want people taking photographs of their siblings and their children and things like that.
Well, they should keep the kids locked up then. Don't leave the house because as soon as you walk outside the door...
Jeremy, off the air, I could tell you one or two stories and you could understand where I'm coming from then. Do you understand?
I get where you're coming from, but...
Do you understand?
I've seen
and I've heard stories of somebody who's actually passing on these photographs. So, like, come on. We can't be very innocent all the time.
No, I don't think it's anything.
And it's not as if I go around horrible in a horrible frame of mind. I don't. I always like to look at my glass half full. So I don't always look on the downer side of things.
And you're
But you must realise nowadays
We
must protect our children. And that's my opinion.
Okay, stay there for a second, please, Fiona. This is just something, if you've just joined us and you're wondering what the hell is going on here. Well, we didn't mean to talk about this, but it's something that happened to me this afternoon when I had the kids in a play centre and I went to take a photograph of them and got a tap on the shoulder from a woman saying, my kids are in that photograph, can you please put the camera phone away? And I did, and I shouldn't have. I should have told her where to go, mind her own business, but I didn't. And... now I'm regretting it. And you all seem to have an opinion on this, Eilish. Or is it Eilish?
It's Eilish.
Eilish, yeah. Yes. How are you, Eilish?
Yes. Hi, Jeremy.
Good.
How are you?
What do you make of what's going on the show tonight? Bizarre, isn't it?
No.
Oh, it's not bizarre. Okay.
I totally agree with those two ladies who are speaking there.
Really?
First of all, I'm one of the SMSs. Like, I text Jade. At the moment, I can't afford a smartphone, so I have to do SMS.
That's okay.
And I'm fairly crabbit, you know. With
but you're on. SMS. You're on anyway now. You're on with me. So what
am
do you?
I?
What
okay.
do you? Yeah, you're right. on. You're on. You're on. Let's go. What do you make of what happened?
Okay, I think that the woman was dead right. Okay, because right. First of all, I'll tell you a little teeny mini story from. I'm from Kerry originally, living in Waterford at the moment.
Okay. No names now. Don't mention any names of people because I don't know what you're going to say.
No.
Okay.
No.
Go on, tell me the story. Go on.
In Ballybunion Beach. Okay. In Ballybunion Beach last year, okay, there was a man, middle-aged man, in dark sunglasses, a hat.
Okay.
Photographing kids. Okay.
On Ballybunion Beach.
So, in Ballybunion in County Kerry.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you're familiar with Ballybunion,
I am indeed.
Lovely caves, you know. And anyway, this local lad spotted what was going on. And he just walked away down. He said, come here, we'll have a little chat there. Come on into the cave, okay?
Into the cave?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he took his phone off him. And he said, I'm taking these to the police, okay? Now, this man was a middle-aged man, say, a couple of kiddies at the little kids' pool, and when he just said, come in, we'll have a chat. So when he came out of the cave, right, there was a lady who had spotted what was going on. And she went up to the boy that had nabbled your man, and they took pictures of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
They made him take off the glasses and the hat, and they took more pictures, okay? And they called the cops, and he was carted away.
So
he was up to no good.
So he was taking photographs of kids. Okay, that's on the beach when children can be just in swimming togs and stuff like that. Where I was taking the photograph, the kids are fully clothed. It's a play centre. They're literally fully clothed.
Yeah, fine. Okay.
So, but why was the woman
thing
in the right?
Is,
but why? No,
it,
no, but hang on. Why was she in the right, Eilish, to tell me to stop? Why did she think she had a right to tell me not
I'm a mother. I'm a mother.
Yeah.
My daughter is grown up, right? But I'm talking now. My daughter is 34, right?
Yeah.
But if I saw anybody photographing kids, right? See, Jeremy, That's fine. You had no malintent. I understand that totally. But the thing is, with the advent of this horrific AI, anything can be done to a child's face on social media. As in, it can be distorted, you know what I mean.
So I was in the wrong in a public place to take a photograph of my own kids because...
No, you weren't in the wrong. Okay. You were taking your pictures, but the lady also wasn't in the wrong. She was protecting.
She wasn't protecting. Stay there for a second. I'm getting angry now. Jane, I need a cup of tea or something to calm me down. Stay there for a second, please, Eilish. And Siobhan, are you there? Can I come to you in a second, yeah?
You can, yeah.
I just need to calm down. You're not going to go against me as well, are you?
No.
That's what I like to hear. I need support here.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk
with Recruit.ie, Ireland's new online job search. Search for your dream job today on Recruit.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio for a Tuesday night. It's Jeremy Dixon in for the next 2.5 hours. I hope you're enjoying the show tonight. I hope it's not annoying you too much. Our WhatsApp number if you want to get in on this, and do bear with us. Because why are people saying, what's tonight's topic? Why do they think, I've told you what the topic is. I've mentioned it about 5 times. It's about me getting angry with a Karen today. 087-188-0008. That's the WhatsApp number. 087-188-0008. I'm not going to explain again. For those of you who are just joining us, you'll pick up with the story because I don't want to explain it again and again and again. It's all to do with me being in a play centre to try and take a photograph of my kids. Karen said, no, don't take a photograph because my kids are in the photograph as well. That's all it's about. It's about whether or not we protect our children or too much when they're in a public place. Now, Siobhan, apologies. You've been on hold since Christmas time. How are you?
I'm good, have you?
Good, I'm not bad. Now, what do you want to say about this?
You've calmed down, have you?
No, I actually haven't. Thanks. I thought a cup of tea. I didn't have enough. The ad break was too short. I didn't have enough time to finish.
It was a bit short, yeah.
It was, yeah. So hang on, let me just take a sip of the tea. Hang on.
I thought I'd get a cup of tea in as well, but I didn't.
No, you never do during the ad breaks. Now, what do you want to say?
I think if you're in a play centre, I think if you're bringing your children to a play centre, the chances are that another parent is probably going to take a picture of their child.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and I would expect that there. And if I'd have been in the same place as you today and saw you taking a picture, that wouldn't have been the first thing that sprang to my mind, there's a paedophile and take my kiddie out of your picture. I don't think that... paedophiles are that obvious?
No,
are they?
I don't know how a paedophile works. Yeah, but I don't.
No, me neither. Thank God.
And as well, would a paedophile go to a grown man is not going to be led into a play centre on his own anyway. Sure, he's not.
I don't think so. No, but this is the trouble, isn't it? Paedophiles are not hanging around outside of schools. Again,
no.
It's too obvious, and they're going to get run. But they're in your family. You're probably working with them. They're serving you in shops. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Absolutely.
They're absolutely everywhere. So your child, the chances of your child meeting or coming into contact with a paedophile in a play centre is probably, you know, it's a fleeting thing, isn't it? They're going to be there and then they're gone. But it's when they're in your own family or your circle of friends or something like that. You know, they're much more close to home, I think.
The vast majority of child abuse happens within the family unit. That's statistically accurate. That it's a family, member relation, stuff like that. Yeah, I don't.
That's it. And the child will be known to them, won't they?
Yeah.
You know, because they groom them over a long period
Absolutely.
Of time.
I do not believe.
And they groom the parents as well.
Maybe I'm naive, but I don't believe that they're going to play centres, Siobhan, in long coats, trench coats and glasses and hats on them in disguise and taking photographs of kids going down a slide. I genuinely don't believe
it. No, me neither. I think it's a lot less obvious than that, really. Because they're living amongst us, aren't they? And even when you see a paedophile, you know, when you see them come up on the news or something, they look like everyday people because they are everyday people. They've got normal jobs. They do normal things. They go out to eat. They go to the cinema. They probably do go to play centres, but that's not where they're, you know,
Yeah, and
doing,
the more you say this, the more you say this. Now you're supposed to calm me down. I'm actually getting more worked up because now I'm thinking.
Why?
Because now I'm thinking that the reason she did she tap me on the shoulder because she thought I looked dodgy.
No, she didn't. She's just getting caught up in everything, isn't she? And she probably feels like she has to say, take, you know, delete that picture. I really, that wouldn't be the first thing that would spring to my mind, you know? It just wouldn't. And then again, at a school play, it's appropriate, isn't it, for you to take a video or a picture of your child? Because that's what you do with those things. And you've got to expect that other parents there are going to be doing the same thing.
I
think people lose their, they lose common sense when it comes to things like this, because we've all become so careful, haven't we, about our children being in pictures. But when you look back at your childhood pictures and I look back at my childhood pictures, there's everybody in the background is a random person.
Yeah, completely.
You know?
Yeah. But
we just took a picture and whoever was passing by, well, they got snapped as well.
I mean, I'm just looking on my phone, my holiday photographs from last summer. So we went to the Canaries with the kids and I'm looking at the photographs by the pool. And in one particular photograph, obviously my kids are at the forefront of the photograph, but behind them in the swimming pool, there's about 10 other kids in the swimming pool. Now, should I not have that photograph on my phone?
Well, no, because it's innocent, isn't it? You were just enjoying the moment. And you're not a paedophile, so that's why you can have that. I was in Tenerife for 2 years.
That's the quote of the night. You're not a paedophile, so you can have that photograph. Jesus.
You know what I mean, though, when we know you're not dodgy. I was in Tenerife a couple of years ago, and there was a fella. He was on his own. He's come down late in the afternoon when it's starting to cool down. And my children were playing in the pool. And he sort of like has the phone on his lap and he really has it pointing at them. And I thought, God, is he taking a video? Is he taking a picture? But he could just be, you know, holding his phone in that position. So I just gathered my kids up and we left, you know.
And there are times when, like, if you had your kids in a park, in a playground, and there was a man in the playground who didn't have any kids and he was just sitting there in a playground reading a newspaper, you would think probably that's a bit dodgy, because why is a man, what is a man doing sitting in the playground when he doesn't have kids?
Yeah.
That's what it's
become, hasn't it? But, you know, years ago, we didn't take much notice of these people. I remember I grew up in London, in Catford, in southeast London, and my house actually backed on to a massive park called Blythehill Park. Anyway, my dad used to pull the fence up at the back and we'd leg it out to the park. And we got a dog one time and I was sitting on the grass just at the back of my house and a man had come up to me and I knew this man to see him because he would sit in the park, but he never had any kiddies. But he wasn't threatening, never approached anybody. And then he came over to me and he was talking to me about the dog and all that kind of thing. And then he asked me, would I like to take the dog for a walk with him?
Okay.
And I said, no. Now, I may have been, I don't know, I was quite young. But I was allowed to go to the park on my own and stuff. But I went in and I told my parents. And my parents actually called the police because I think that they had seen him sit in the park and they had thought it was a bit dodgy. So they called the police and it turned out he was a bit shady, you know?
So he was shady, was he?
So they are right there. Other fathers taking pictures of their children.
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for a second, please, Siobhan. Valerie, I'm going to come to you in a second as well. If you want to get in on this very quickly, 087-188-0008. Just send us your name on WhatsApp there, 087-188-0008. Reminds me, actually, hearing Siobhan's story, reminds me of Home Alone. I'm sure you've all seen the movie Home Alone. And you know the guy, I can't remember his name now, but the guy that lives next door to the McAllisters in Home Alone. And he's an old man that lives on his own. And the whole neighbourhood thinks that he's up to no good and that he's dodgy and that he murdered his family and stuff like that, isn't it? And I'm trying to remember it. But the moral of the story was, it turns out in the end that the old lad that lives next door to Kevin, I don't even know why I'm telling the story, but it's exactly what we're talking about here. It turns out in the end that he's just an old, lonely man who lives on his own and hated the fact that the whole neighbourhood thought he was evil and that he was up to no good. And unfortunately, that's the feeling that some people have towards men nowadays. Men are being victimised. They're all being tarred with the rum brush. Valerie, you're very welcome along to Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you?
I'm great, Jeremy. How are you? I feel sorry for you for that happening to you. You must have felt terrible over it.
Not at the time.
I think, Jeremy, the world has gone a bit mad, to be honest with you. I think I'm going to have to set up a bonfire out in my back garden and burn all of my photo albums.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I have hundreds of photographs of my sons growing up at birthday parties, you know, soccer games, you name it. And all their friends are in it and they're having a great time. I think there's an awful lack of common sense today.
Absolutely.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised there's so much anxiety and depression and everything.
Yeah.
If people are that paranoid. You can't compare a father or a mother or a cousin or an uncle, you know, at an event taking photographs of kids playing. You know what I mean? If there's a gathering going on, a birthday party, whatever, as opposed to somebody, a man going around with a trench coat, maybe alone, having no children with him, taking photographs of random children. Do you know what I mean? Where is the common sense? It's obvious. Do you know what I'm saying?
I can't
get my head around it.
No.
I think the world's gone a bit mad. And you know what? You'd be afraid to go outside the door today in case anything you're doing isn't correct. People are overthinking everything.
And you're right. If you're on a beach and there is a man with a long
lens... Alone, without a family.
Yeah, with a long lens camera, then you go, okay, that fella's up to no good. Let's go over and see what he's about. But if
he's taking photographs of children, yeah. But I mean, I've often even seen that. I go down to Clare a lot to the beach and I see that, but they're taking photographs of the ocean and the scenery and stuff and, you know, put up on Facebook or whatever. But you know the difference that they're local artists or whatever taking photographs to paint as opposed to somebody going around with a camera taking photographs of random children. Do you know what I mean? There just doesn't seem to be an awful lot of common sense playing into people's minds these days.
But it's well coming, you know, from letting you inside the brain of a man, i.e. myself at the moment. It's weird nowadays because I told this story on the radio there about 2 years ago, what happened on my avenue, the avenue I live on. And there was one day I was out playing with my kids and there was another child playing there about 3 years of age, and that child was on a scooter and she fell off the scooter. And I went over to, my instinct was pick her up because her leg was cut and she was screaming. I went over to pick her up and then something just clicked in my head and I said, I better not touch that child. And
that's terrible.
This is sad to say. It's sad to say.
Terrible.
I left her on the ground crying until her parents came out because you can't be too careful. Some parents are nut jobs nowadays. And can you imagine, if her father had come out of the house just as I had my hands on her? Get your hands off my daughter. And then
people like that are crazy. But most normal people don't think that way. Do you know what I mean?
They're just not always
seeing the negative. I just don't know what it is. I don't know how those people, what's going on in their heads. But they couldn't have peaceful minds if they're constantly thinking of somebody's out to harm you. And you know what? Their children are going to grow up full of anxiety and everything.
Yeah,
if they're looking at parents that are paranoid.
It is. It's going to rub off on them, isn't it?
Of course it is. You know, I'm sorry, but I actually thought it was quite funny when I heard the whole conversation. I just can't believe it, to tell you the truth, you know.
But
I just think the world's gone a bit mad, really, you know.
It is. Thank you for your call, Valerie. Let me go to Eleanor. Well, before I go to Eleanor, that is, people are asking, is that story true? That story is 150% true. As I said, the little girl, she fell off her scooter. Her knees were cut and she was lying on the ground screaming. And my initial instinct was go over and pick up the child and comfort her and stuff like that. And then just as I was about to do it, something clicked. Oh my God, I'm a man. I'm not allowed to do that. Because that kind of thing, mud sticks. And, you know, that's the kind of thing you can't shake off. And if it is interpreted in the wrong way, why are you picking up my daughter? You know, you could end up in court over that. So it's sad to say, I'm not proud to say it, but I left the kid crying on the avenue. Now, the parents still talk to me, by the way. We actually joke about it now because I found out in the end that they weren't psycho parents. But some parents are so paranoid. They literally, you know, we were talking about them last night, the white van brigade. They think that every white van that drives into their estate wants to snatch their kids. It's like the child snatcher from, what was the movie? Child snatcher. I'm asking Jane, by the way. Taken. Lovely, I don't know, you're just naming movies like the Titanic. No, the child catcher or whatever it's called.
Lovely Bones, someone took a child.
Lovely Bones. No, it wasn't with Saoirse Ronan. It wasn't with Saoirse. God, Jane, she's stupid sometimes, she really is. The child catcher was a famous character in a movie years ago.
Niall,
there you go. Eleanor, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Now, where were we? We were talking about paranoid parents. Now, you believe the woman was right.
So, I'm not a parent. I have six nieces and six nephews, and I have a grandniece. Now, I don't like the fact that other callers there have labelled them paranoid and this and that, and putting labels on people who are protective of their children, because, unfortunately, that's the world we're living in today. Like, people are talking about having photographs at home and stuff like that. Yeah, that's grand. We all have pictures of grown up with people in them. It's a different world. Like, things can go on social media in a split second. It's all over social media. Where are the children's? Where's the protection and respect? Like, I'm an adult. I'm a woman, right? When I go out even for a night with, like, friends or family or whatever, and you can't even enjoy the moment and the conversation because people are constantly there with their phones, with their cameras, you're on a picture, you're on Facebook, you're on the internet. Like, I don't like people doing that for me. So I'm not saying you were going to take the pictures of the kids and put them all over the internet, but maybe that's what the mother was thinking. And she, you know, she has a right. You have a right to take pictures of your kids. You have a right to take them away over to the side and take pictures of them or whatever. But she also has a right to protect her kids.
Protect them from what, though? They're in a public place.
She doesn't know what she's protecting them from. She doesn't know you from a bar of soap. Like, do you know what I mean? So she doesn't know. That's why I'm saying that they're paranoid. That's the world we're living in, unfortunately.
That's not necessarily the world we're living in. Now, I do agree with you on the point of view about, and a classic example, I was out for a meal the other night and there was four girls sitting beside myself and my wife in the restaurant, and as soon as their main courses arrived out, they all took photographs of their main course and you could see them uploading to Instagram. I'm like, why are you putting a photograph of chicken Kiev on Instagram? Nobody cares about it. I do get you with that. But protecting her kids from what exactly? What was that woman protecting her kids from today?
Well, only she has the answer to that.
No, but...
Like,
no,
I don't know.
But what do you think she was? What do you think was going on in her head?
Well, it's a respectful thing. I wouldn't even like people taking a picture of me if I'm out like that unless you clear it with them. Do you know what I mean? It's like, they have respect. It's respect for the children. Like, who's... The children can't answer and say, well, I want to be on Facebook or online or whatever. Do you know what I mean? So she's answering for them. Like, when they get old enough, if they decide, yeah, I want to be online and that's okay, that's fine, but they're children, they need to be.
So
I know you're saying what you need to protect them for, but if she doesn't want some of her children included in a picture, that's fine. You also have a right to take a picture of your kids.
Do you believe then that parents shouldn't post photographs of their own kids because the kids can't consent to it?
100%. That's my belief.
Okay, but well, let me throw that back at you, Eleanor, then, by saying there's lots of things that parents do that their children don't consent to. You get your children. We got our children baptized, christened. They never consented to that. They didn't. Yeah. We didn't ask our baby at 1 year of age, by the way, do you want to get baptized? Do you want to get indoctrinated into the Catholic Church? Never said that to them. So we do things. We put them. We give them names without consent. My kids have their names. They didn't consent to being given the names that they were given. So as parents, you do stuff every single day without asking your children's consent on.
Yeah, so I think parents need to be mindful of that, because obviously kids, if they're given a name they don't like, they can change that when they get older. If they don't want to be part of the Catholic Church, they can change that too. You make decisions for your children and you have to be mindful in doing that. But like what I'm saying is, it's just a different world than what we grew up in. Very different.
I think it's a...
And even my own nieces and nephews, I see them. They're playing, they're enjoying stuff, whatever. And it's constantly like, come on, and we get a picture. Come on, and we get a picture every couple of seconds. How can the kids be present and enjoy what they're doing when... I'm not saying that that's what you were doing now, but...
Well, it wasn't,
you know,
yeah.
But there's parents just constantly taking pictures of children and they're not in the moment. They're not enjoying, like, what... Imagine when we were kids, if we had someone behind us constantly taking photos of us, like...
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.